Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831 if you're out of the area code. It's 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. We're talking today with Bruce Latimer. Bruce is with the Republican Party. He and others have been out, as I call it, pounding the pavement, trying to find those that have not registered to vote, getting registered voters lined up for our November the 3rd election, a very important election. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, may I be bold enough to say I believe it's the most important election in my lifetime. Bruce, we are both less than 100 years old, and I don't know of a time in the history of America that I could go back in my history understanding and recognize a time any more important than this time for the direction of our nation and for the salvaging of our constitutional republic. Absolutely. By the way, I insist on calling it that. I hear so many people talking about our democracy. We have devolved into a democracy, but we're a constitutional republic based on our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, as we have this dialogue and discussion, I want to hear from you. Are you registered to vote? Are you looking forward to voting? What is the question? What are questions that you may have about the registration process? Perhaps you're listening, you're pastor of a church, you're a leader in a church, and you need to have make sure that your members are registered to vote. No better time than right now to have Bruce contact you, get with you, and schedule something for voter registration day in your church, or so that you can find out where to go to register, who to see. Bruce, as we start out this deep, deep discussion, and yet very, very simplistic discussion as to what we need to do as citizens in the counties, Duval County and surrounding counties, talk with us, with our listeners today. We have registered voters, Duval County and other surrounding counties for Democrats and Republicans. Are the Republicans outnumbered in the registered voters?
They have been for several months. We're trying to catch up, and I think we're going to do it. I don't have the exact figures, but from all that I've seen, we are catching up. We have to keep Duval County. It's that important because of the population mix, and we're looking forward to do that. I think we're going to make it. We're going to have the president's going to be here on Thursday at 4 o'clock. I think he comes at about 5 o'clock, so we probably have a rally.
Somebody
about
needs
7.
To whisper in his ear that I'd love to interview him on this broadcast.
Okay, I'll do my best.
I'd love to take a moment while he's
great.
Here to schedule something either live or a pre-recorded so that we could play it on there.
We might do it at the Hangar.
We'd be delighted to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about every vote counts. And as you heard Bruce just state, Republicans have fewer registered voters in this area than the Democrats. And now, you know, the Democrats have the philosophy, Bruce, of vote soon and often. And as Republicans, we believe just one vote.
We just go with one. Absolutely. We just go with one. But you know what I'm finding out, Pastor, is that a lot of the people who are Trump supporters, even though they're registered Democrats, there's a split in the household. One Democrat,
right.
One Republican,
right.
Something like that. The Democrat is going to vote for Trump. So we've got that. It's kind of a hidden number of people that are voting. You see a lot of people in the street. People don't wear the colors, as we call them. They don't wear the red shirts. They don't wear the red hats and so forth. Look at the difficulty that young man from Covington, Kentucky, got in last year.
Just because he's wearing a MAGA hat.
Just wearing a MAGA hat.
Right.
Of course, CNN a lot of money for that MAGA hat. Mm-hmm. I hope they're going to enjoy it.
That's right.
Let me make a couple of observations. We have the opportunity three ways to vote. First, we can vote early at the libraries beginning on October 19th, and that'll go up until 3 days before the general election in November.
Right.
Okay. Second way is to vote absentee. absentee voting is not what a lot of people say, vote by mail. It is by mail, but I have been voting absentee for my wife and I for 15 years probably.
For the benefit of our listeners, Bruce, and I'm glad you touched on that, elaborate on that some, because many are confused with that. What is the difference between absentee voting and what is now called in some 18, 20, 25 states that are using the mail-in voting? Explain that difference.
Okay. The absentee ballot that comes to citizens in Duval County is coming directly from the Supervisor of Elections. It is so marked as the Supervisor of Elections. There are other ballots that come that will see, because all the information that you and I or everybody puts down on a registration becomes public knowledge. So what happens is there are agencies that send these ballots out. They're phony ballots, quite frankly. They're not issued by a government agency. If you examine the envelope when it comes to you, there'll be a little union bug up in the left-hand corner of the envelope. On the bottom of the ballot, there'll be another little union bug. I say that. It's the printed by so-and-so union-affiliated printing house. These ballots are what are called harvested. They just the Democrats just get everyone they can. They can just go out there. They hire people.
Right.
They hire people to do it, and they just flood the market with them. And then the people who come back, people who get hoodwinked, they come back and they fill it out and send it in the mail. Sometimes people will go door to door and knock on the door and say, "I understand that you have a ballot. Would you like me to take it to the Supervisor of Elections?" So it's really
dangerous,
shady.
Dangerous, shady.
Yeah, dangerous and shady.
Well, the major
thing is the stuff that comes from the Supervisor of Elections at number I think it's number 110 Monroe Street, Jacksonville, Florida. That's the genuine article.
That's
got the secrecy sleeve, and you cannot reproduce the secrecy sleeve. There's some deal for it. I don't know
well,
exactly.
Well, the major differentiation there, as I understand it, and that you touched on it, but let's drill a little deeper for our listeners. Mm-hmm. With the absentee ballot, you have to request it, and they mail it to you. It's not just automatically mailed.
Absolutely.
If the ballot comes in bulk mailing, for example, in Nevada now, they've already mailed out several million ballots.
Right.
In fact, I've got article after article after article. One man that has been moved from Nevada for 8 years, and he still gets the ballot for him to vote in the state of Nevada, and he's living in New York, et cetera, has for 8 years.
Yeah.
There's another one where he's been getting the ballots for the last 10 or 11 elections, and it's for his mother, his dad that's been dead for 20 years.
Right.
And yet they continue to get ballots in the mail.
Yep.
And so there's a vast difference in the mail-in ballot and the one that is the absentee ballot.
Exactly.
You have to request that absentee ballot.
The absentee ballot has an historical precedent in this county and probably around the country. It is typical for people who are in the service, who are stationed overseas. It's typical for people who are going to be traveling overseas on election day. They vote absentee. A lot of people like myself, my wife and I, we just don't want to stand in line to vote.
So I love that process, standing in line, because I'll take my ballot already filled out. On one occasion, standing in line, a lady says, "Is that the ballot?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "Can I look at that?" And I said, "Sure, you can." And she said, "Can I have a copy of that?" I said, "I happen to have a copy. Here it is." And she passed it down to 8 or 10 others in the line. So I like to help them vote if they let me do so.
That's great. That's
so
perfect.
I enjoy the live day of the election day itself.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Bruce, when we talk about the elections and the need for it, prior to the election, there's the process of registration. Perhaps there's some folks listening to us today, they're not registered. They need to know how to register, where to register. It's not a major big secret, but tell our listeners, if they're not registered, where they need to go, who they need to call, and what they need
to
do.
I'll be happy to do that, and I thank you for it. The headquarters office of the Republican National Committee, it's called the Trump Victory Committee. The headquarters are on St. John's Bluff Road. The telephone number is 904 396-4233. It's at the number is 3520 St. John's Bluff Road. You can't see it. You can't miss it. There's a huge Trump sign in the window. Now, in Jacksonville alone, there are 10 offices. As far as the beaches, downtown, Mandarin, West Side, North Side, Mandarin Annex, and the beaches. There's a Black Voices for Trump Center on Moncrief Road. There's an Asian Pacific Americans for Trump Community Center on Atlantic Boulevard. And then, if you have to cross the bridge, God bless you, we have an office in Nassau County, one in Fernandina Beach, another in Yulee. St. John's County, we have one. St. Augustine, we have one. Clay County, Fleming Island. There's another one in Putnam County. And that's the list for now. These offices are typically open normal business hours, 9 to 5. And if you will go to that number I gave out just in the beginning, I don't want to bug you with numbers, but overload you rather, 904-396-4233. 396-4233. In the area code 904.
And they can get the information they need there for registration.
Absolutely. And you can also, at every one of these offices, Andrew Johnson is the man who runs the store up at St. John's Wolf Road. He can send you to the closest registration desk, and it takes about 5 minutes. Would you believe that? It takes about 5 minutes to register. Bring your identification with you, picture ID is necessary. You fill out that, you fill out a couple of questions, take it, sign it, take the oath, you're ready to go.
And the deadline for registration is October 3rd, is that
October
correct?
3rd, indeed.
That's for the November 3rd election deadline.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and that'll be for the general.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number to reach us here, perhaps you have a question for Bruce about the registration, the voter process, that telephone number you can reach us is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can answer your question. Bruce, we're talking about a crucial election. It's not just Democrats versus Republicans, but it's a Republican versus the socialist Marxist regime. Explain that to us. What is the real battle that we're faced with for this election?
The real battle that we're facing is, for example, it's between communism and democracy.
I had a man write me a letter after I'd said something about communism and our republic in which we're in today. And he was bold enough and foolish enough. You know, Book of Proverbs, God's word tells us about the fool and the wise. He was the foolish man because he said, Dr. Youngblood, there's no such thing as communism. He went on to talk about, because I had talked about the COVID pass and where we headed with the vaccination requirements and so forth. He says, no such thing as a COVID pass, no such thing as communism, et cetera, et cetera. But yet you're saying today, and I'm in agreement, that it is not just Republican versus Democrat or vice versa. It's the Republicans versus the socialist, communist, Marxist regime.
Precisely. The two Black Lives Matter women who have been most active in the promotion of Black Lives Matter have said on the record, we are trained Marxists.
Yes.
What more can you say?
Trained Marxists, and they go on to say, and even you've had Ilhan Omar that says we need to totally wipe out the Constitutional Republic for the United States of America and remake it as we envision it. AOC just said the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
We're finding we're dealing with no longer, we're not dealing with a Democratic Party anymore. We're dealing with the socialist, Maoist, Marxist, Communist Party
precisely
today that is the future of America, lest we vote.
No, we've got to vote. I think God is in his graciousness has put Donald Trump in office in 2016 for this time. He's just I've got a number of friends in my church who despise Trump, not because he's a Republican, but because they don't like the way he talks. They don't like the way he looks. They don't like the way he carries on, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff.
Just tell them they need to get saved.
Don't. Yeah, right? Don't tell me about Trump. Look at what Trump has done.
Yes.
Look at what the party is turning into, because they haven't got the elitists at the top that are giving orders to the president. The president is giving them orders.
And so they don't understand how to handle that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Exactly so.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I was calling about the voting. And this election season, we need to be really conscious of who we're voting for locally, more than nationally, in some cases. And there is a website out there. It's CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. And you can go onto the website if you're a sheriff and get constitutional training for a low price. And also for voters, you can also go to the website. And on the top right side of the website, it says vet your sheriff. You do have to put in your name and email address, but it will give you questions to vet the sheriff that you're voting for, because voting for your sheriff, I feel, is just as important as voting for the president this election season.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because most people are not aware of the fact that many, 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 and may I, at the risk of redundancy, say many counties have appointed law enforcement chiefs, chief police, sheriffs, et cetera. And many do not have, as we do in Duval County and some of our other counties, where there's a constitutionally elected sheriff. And that constitutionally elected law enforcement chief, law enforcement officer, has the responsibility to the Constitution and we the people. Whereas you find in most of these radicalized blue cities and counties and states across America, they have appointed police chiefs that simply do the beck and call direction for the loose, lax, lost liberals that's in control as the Democratic Party controls those cities. So you're exactly right. When we elect our leadership, we need to elect it based on vetting them. I've said many, many, many times as Christian, we ought not to go to the polls blindly and simply say eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and pick a candidate and vote.
Right.
Bruce, how do you respond to what's being said by our caller?
I respond in this way. First of all, thank you for the call. Secondly, very often, and in this county it's happened, the spring election in the off year is when we vote for our sheriff. So the sheriff is not going to be appearing on this ballot in November for Duval County. I can't speak to the other counties, but I have a copy of the Duval County ballot in front of me. So he is not going to be on the ballot. But you're exactly right, and we need to be cognizant of this. That these different places, that for example, I believe that Seattle and Chicago have appointed sheriffs, and look what's happening there. They don't have they haven't been given the permission to go after these Antifa people and the BLM crowd. So it's just chaos.
The appointed sheriffs and the appointed chiefs, police chiefs, have no authority. No authority.
No.
They simply are political puppets. I remember a number of years ago when one of my sons happened to serve on the Constitutional Revision Commission here for the in the state of Florida, and there was a movement in Duval County to have the elected sheriff removed and simply have an appointed sheriff. And he called in several of the police chiefs from other counties and had them to testify on the basis of how horrible it was for them to carry out their task. So you're exactly right. Keep praying, keep on looking up, and be informed as to who the candidates are and how we need to vote. But thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you.
It's a strictly
political thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to be registered to vote. We're talking with Bruce Latimer. Bruce Latimer is with the Republican Party here in Duval County. He and others have been, as I call it, pounding the pavement, reaching others that need to be registered. Bruce, what if a church is listening? What if a pastor or leadership in a church is listening, and they would love to have a team come in and get voters registered in the church? We still have time to do that. Tell them who to call and how to do
that. We do indeed, and we'd be happy to do that. My suggestion is this. Call the headquarters office at 904-396-4233. tell Andrew or whoever answers the phone that you are a pastor. You'd like to have a team come out and do registrations. Very often we see that the parishioners who are politically active are pleased. They're pleased as punch to take part in these voter election drives. They typically take place after the principal services on Sunday. Other days, could be decided. But the Sunday is usually the best time. Also, our Jewish friends, they could use their after Shabbat service on Saturday. They could very easily, or Friday night, the Erev Shabbat service, they could set up a registration table. It's very simple to do. One does not need, I emphasize, one does not need to have a permit or an authorization from anybody. You can do this just as a citizen of the county. They're all these voter registration drives are run by the parties, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever it happens to be, but they are not run under the auspices of the supervisor of elections. He, in this county, he does not have any authority to say yay or nay. You just bring out a little bridge table, a couple of chairs, bottle of water. You're all set. You're ready to go. Make sure you have plenty of pens and plenty of ballots. We've got, registration forms. Registration forms are easily available. You can print them online, but I would suggest that you go to your public library and get an official registration form, which has printing on both sides. It's got a list of every county in the state of Florida and the supervisor of elections. Address, and on the front of it is all the information that they need to register you. And by the way, the registrations that you fill out, they are taken to the superintendent within 24 hours, and you should get your voter registration card in the mail quite a short time before the election. However, and I emphasize this, however, if you do not receive a card, do not worry about it. If you bring your driver's license with your picture or a passport or anything, any other kind of verification that you are who you say you are with your picture on it to the polling station on election day or during the early voting period, show that to them. They have you on the rolls. Or if you're not on the roll, it's there because you're not voting in your precinct. They can easily track you online via computer. It's very sophisticated. I happen to be a poll worker as well as a pavement pounder, and it's very sophisticated. They've done a wonderful job, and in my opinion, it is virtually foolproof, Dr.
Amen.
Youngblood.
I'm thankful to hear
They've
that.
Really, Mike Hogan, I think he's a Republican. It's supposed to be not Republican.
He is
a Republican.
He is, yes.
Probably is a Republican. He is very, very honest man. I've met several of his trainers and whatnot. They're very good people. They truly run a nonpartisan operation, no matter what their affiliation is. Can I give you while you're listening to the broadcast, there is a website that is very helpful. I just found it a couple of days ago. I confess my fault to be taking so long. It's, you got your pencil ready. It's HTTPS, letter S, colon, slash, slash, that's forward slash, www. All one word now. DuvalElections.com/. There you can review and update your voter registration information. You can view your sample ballot, which may be important to you because some of the ballots are slightly different. Check your vote by mail requests. You can track your vote by mail ballot, and you can see your voter activity for the past 12 months. And let me add this as a sideline. If you do decide to vote absentee, Now, you're going to have to hustle because it's getting close to the time. But if you do decide to vote by absentee ballot, there is a place on the ballot application where you can say, excuse me, where you can say, send me, keep me on the list for the next two voting cycles. So that makes it very convenient for you. And I'm going to this.
One of the things, Bruce, if we can switch gears for just a moment, we've got about 2.5 minutes left on the broadcast. And in this period of time, one of the things that's on the November 3rd ballot, several amendments for our Constitution.
Thank you.
And the one that is the most staring, glaring, problematic thing is the fact that Amendment 3, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In a future broadcast, we're going to cover all of the amendments and all of the appeals court judges and how we need to vote on those. I don't mind researching, doing the development of it, and then talking about how we need to vote. But, Bruce, on Amendment 3, it's egregious. Amendment 3, as I'm reading directly from the website on this, would replace the closed primary with the top two primaries in which the candidates would be placed on one ballot regardless of the political affiliation, and the top two candidates with the most votes would advance to the general election. A candidate's party affiliation may appear on the ballot as provided by law. The primary would also be open, meaning all registered voters, regardless of their political affiliation, could vote in a primary. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying very quickly in a cursory overview, and Bruce, you can respond to this, if we do away with our primary votes now for the Republican primary and the Democratic primary, and it's supposed to be on the basis that it lets everybody vote, we will find, ladies and gentlemen, where it will absolutely water down and dissipate our Republican primary. There will be multitudes of those that will vote for a weaker Republican candidate, knowing that if they can get him to be elected in the primary, that he could be defeated by the stronger Democratic candidate in the general election. And ladies and gentlemen, this is being pushed by an organization called All Voters Vote Incorporated, and one individual, which is Miguel Fernandez, the founder of the Immigration Partnership and Coalition Fund, is the largest donor. He's put $5.9 million out of his own pocket to support Amendment 3. He's the one that is for open borders. He's the one that's for open immigrants to come in and to be able to vote. So we need to be very, very careful, Bruce, with things that's on the ballot that we need to research and understand.
Absolutely.
Tell our people once again before we close how they can contact someone in relationship to the voting and the registration for voting. Quickly tell us.
I cannot encourage you more to read, to get a copy of the sample ballot. It's part of that DuvalElections.com. It's a very sophisticated website, by the way, and it's a place where it says view your sample ballot. You can put your precinct number in it, and I encourage you strong. I cannot be more emphatic.
Get that sample ballot reviewed and be ready to vote.
You've got to find out what these constitutional amendments are about.
Amen.
They've tried to simplify them. They have explanations for them. But this thing that the pastor just mentioned is crucial.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.